I feel like I'm really home again. And when I say that, I don't necessarily mean lechever here, even though I mean that too. It's wonderful to be with all of you guys. But this actual apartment was my home for a while. Sherry and Charles Kamenachman took me into their home. Gave me a second home. I had one in New York, obviously, and in Yerushalayim I lived here. The amount of gratitude I had towards them, I can't really say in words. They were so wonderful to me. They had me over for Shabbosim and treated me like their own son. And there's no way for me to describe that in words, how grateful I am to them. How wonderful they really were to me over there. Describe my relationship with Charles is difficult because he's my best friend in yeshiva. I learned to appreciate his wonderful sense of humor and his wonderful gemara, I think, as much as anybody out there. He really was my older brother figure, my uncle, my father figure here. He was really something special. He just taught me a lot about life and about how it is to be a really good yid and a good husband.
How would you know? How would you know about the good husband?
I lived in this apartment for a lot of months. Miss him very much. We all do. I'm sure he's very proud of all of us right now. Really, all of us. And love and miss him. And we'll continue to cherish him in our memory for a very, very long time. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, Sherry. Love you.
The only thing that's going to work is they move the safety wall. Make sure you have enough cord that I don't slip on it and you don't fall on the floor. It's okay.
Set up?
Make sure you don't knock it down.
Yeah. Before I start the shiur, although he asked me to give the shiur because he had to go to the shiur somewhere else, couldn't be here. When did I first meet Kamenachmi? I'm in yeshiva for many years already. And Abdul told me when he opened the English program, he told me, soon I'm going to meet you, stay in the yeshiva, I need you around, I want you to give shiur in the yeshiva. And then, as time went on, I used to give in those gaps, when there was no rabbi giving shiur, so I used to give shiur, I used to fill in. There was no shiur. There was no one giving shiur. So the first shiur I gave, I had one student there. Salman Ahmed. He was the first one. We went to Kutal Achot together, remember? He was very excited, he was very into it, I remember? And I told Abdul, you know, he's very excited, he's very into it. He said, he's going to be your biggest fan. And he was. He was there every shiur, he was struggling, I remember, in the Hebrew very much. It wasn't easy for him to learn the Hebrew. The Hebrew and the Halacha shiur. Also, whenever we have in Halacha, a lot of times, we have to bring in things from the what goes on in the world, and chemistry, all kinds of things, and I don't know anything of this, I just know what it says in the book. He always filled in, whenever, remember Yaakov, always he added, he knew how they make this, and how they make that, when we talked about brachas, we went to the book of brachas twice, it was with us.
And if he didn't know it, I knew it.
Yeah.
We'd be like a tag team, wrestling tag team.
Always, and then we talk about cereals, so he knew exactly how you're making cereal, and what they do, and what, and that's how we figure out the halacha, and what the bracha will be, and everything. Baruch Hashem. We knew a lot of halacha. He did. We knew a lot of halacha. So, Shiur Be'im Nishmat. We're using his book, yeah? So, Ramash is also Be'im Nishmat. We can learn together Torah Ayin Bet, Torah 72, Nikutei Moran. I don't know if we can do the whole Torah. We get the main idea of it. רבינו הקדוש תס לפעמים בא לאדם ערעור תשובה. Sometimes comes the person ערעור תשובה, his thought, his mind of תשובה, so it's to return to Hashem, a little thought, ונעשה באותו שעה איש כשר. In that moment he becomes a kosher man regardless of how much he's sinned. He could be sinning at the moment, so he's right now, he's, I don't want this, I don't want this sin, right? Right now he's considered a tzaddik, איש כשר. Yeah, we have to do it twice and say, Ishkasha. And after that, he wants to do it. And Asher, when he told me, he told me to do it. Since his heart has, he had a hero in his heart to do tshuva, he wants to do something. Fine, I want to do tshuva. What do? I need to do something in the world. How do I do tshuva? Bechen, he wants he wants to go to the tzaddik. What does that mean, to go to the tzaddik? It could mean literally. Yeah, they're buying a ticket, they're going to Oman, go to the tzaddik. Okay. So I asked if it's Kenim and Breslev to go to the, and when you can't go to the tzaddik, so doesn't mean you have to go to the tzaddik. So the Maestro, whenever you do anything, and you're connecting yourself to the tzaddik, you're going to the tzaddik, you're going to the tzaddik's ways. That's you going to the tzaddik. Not only going to his, if he's alive, to him, if he's not alive, to his gravesite. Not only that. I'm also, when a person, whenever he does something, vitkashos at tzaddik, with a connection to the tzaddik, so he's going to the tzaddik. And what happens? This is what happens, okay? This is what happens, usually this is what happens. Ba'achakach shenosea, and Rabbi Nathan explains, when he's actually starting to go to the tzaddik, when he's preparing to go, he's buying the ticket, or he's doing the something towards the tzaddik, מתגבר עליו היצרה. היצרה overcomes him, gets stronger than him. ונופל מתשוקתו שהיה לתחילה. He falls from the חשק, from the desire he had at first. First he had some strong desire. I want to do this for Hashem. I want to go, I want to do. And then, he starts doing, כמו פאנצ'ר, he got a puncher now. All the air is let out. This is what happens later. V'chayak shebala tzaddik. When he actually, but he's still continuing. He's fighting. He's going. He reached the tzaddik. V'chayak shebala tzaddik. When he actually reached the tzaddik, mitgaber alav ha'yetzara od yoter. The yetzara overcomes, gets even stronger. Ve'obed kol chishko. He loses all of his cheshek. Why did I come here? Why did I come? What am I doing here? Mamash, he doesn't want to be there anymore. Reinu says, alik shebe enech azor. This shouldn't be difficult in your eyes. Okay? You should have any kushiyot and don't be excited. Rabbeinu says two lashonot here. Two things. The first thing is, don't have questions. Why? And this? And why is this happening to me? Maybe I'm not fit to be here. Maybe I'm not Ra'ui. I don't know. That's the first thing that Yetzirah tells you. Second thing that he tells you is, he frightens you. If things are not going the right way, it must be Hashem doesn't want me to do this. They have all kinds of ideas in their head. Hashem probably doesn't want to be here. If there's such big obstacles, I shouldn't be here, right? That's what I thought. Two things. But Avinu says, don't have these difficulties. Kida, you should know. Shezem imshach, machamat ki v'tchila k'sheba lo ha'ru tshuva. This comes down, all these Gabrut, all this fainting of the Yetzirah against a person. Because when a person has the Yirur Tshuva, because of the good that he has in him, everyone has good in him. The Yirur Tshuva comes from the little part of Neshama. Neshama is always pure. Neshama is always pure. Neshama Vayid is always pure. And when a person has the Yirur Tshuva, it's the spark of the Neshama is now shining a little bit. Beyond all the gook and the garbage that's surrounding it in this world and everything. Neshama is shining now. כן? So that's why he has ערעור תשובה. על זה, על ידי מעשיו באותה שעה, so through an action that he's doing that moment now, I'm preparing to go, המית יצרו, והתבטל יצרו הרע שהיה לו. He killed his Yetzer Hara that moment. He killed him. Zero. He has no more Yetzer Hara. That Yetzer Hara that he had, doesn't have anymore. Why? Ki emito b'zeirul tshuva v'udah shel otah sha'ar. That hirul tshuva, and that action that he's done towards Hashem at that moment, killed his Yetzer Hara. V'achar kach sherotzeh lisoah, when he wants to go afterward, after he has the hirul tshuva, he wants to go. מתגבר עליו יצרה אחר. There's a different יצרה that comes on him. The other יצרה is a different one. Why? The Gemara says, כל הגדול מחברו, יצרו גדול ממנו. The higher you go, get a big יצרה. I remember when we were kids, my parents had this book, I remember they still have it today, they had the lie that puffs up, a bigger lie, a bigger lie, a bigger lie. You know, it's in English, I think. A bigger lie, a bigger lie. Yeah, the deeper you go, the bigger the lie gets. So the net, the higher you go, the bigger the Yetzirah gets. Okay? But you get bigger also. Okay? So you have to, don't think that, oh, I had a Yul Tshuva, now the Yetzirah is all back, fighting back. No, 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 no. The Yetzirah that you had is dead. He's gone. There's a new Yetzirah coming out. You have to know that. There's a new Yetzirah coming out. Okay? ויש לו עתה יצרה גדול ממה שהיה לו תחילה. He has a greater יצרה than he had to begin with. על כן, therefore. This is what he has to know. אם אינו מתחזק נגדו, if someone does not strengthen himself against the יצרה, אזי מתגבר עליו, זה היצרה החדש, then the new יצרה gets even stronger, ונופל מתשוקתו שהיה תחילה. Then he falls from the תשוקה, from the desire that he had in the will that he had to begin with. כי צריך התגברות חדש ביותר, you need a new התגברות, not a strong התגברות, a new התגברות, we'll go into it a little more. נגד זה היצרה החדש שבא לו, you need a new התגברות against the יצרה. This Torah, ליקוטי מוהר"ן, is called, the title is, להתחזק בכל פעם כנגד היצרה. To strengthen yourself every time against the יצרה. Because the יצרה until 120, until someone lies with his feet to the door, he's there. And by the way, also until they put him in the underground. Still around. Okay? Until then, we're in the war. We're in the war. That's our war. And a person always has to strengthen himself. Always has to strengthen himself. Now, how do you know if you're strengthening yourself or not? Because strengthening yourself, it has two aspects. It could be dangerous, and it could be helpful. If dangerous, the first thing you'd say, I'm good, kol beseder, Baruch Hashem, I put on tefillin in the morning, I go to daf yomi shiur, Baruch Hashem, I'm a good Jew. And that's where it stops. Or, it could be helpful when someone feels down, and says, Baruch Hashem, I put on tefillin every day, I go to shiur daf yomi, unbelievable, I'm a Jew, and it excites the person. What's the parameter? The parameter is, whatever, if it makes you go forward, you know it's the right thing. If it makes you stop, you know it's the wrong thing. Whatever makes you go forward, it's the right thing. If you're going to hear Yitchaskus, you're going to hear, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jew and everything, and you can go forward because of that, and you can do even better, that's the right thing to hear. But if you're going to hear Yitchaskus, and you're going to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Sigaya, Tavi Kostit Arat, Gamarnu, Kotu. So then you know, and the same words. You have to know when to use them. That's what Rabbi Natan writes in Mikuta Lachot. In Michol Basar V'Chalav, it's like meat and dairy. Meat and dairy are kosher. If they're kosher, they're kosher. And you can't mix them. The person has to know when to have itchaskus, to straighten himself, and when to push himself. Okay? When to tell himself, good, I'm doing good, I'll do better. And when he's saying, I'm not doing good, no, it's not true. I'm doing okay, Baruch Hashem, I put on tzitzis, I have tzitzis. I have a brit, I have a kippah on my head, Baruch Hashem, peot. You know, every little thing. But you have to know when to use it. If you don't know when to use it, it's very dangerous. But in this generation, I have a friend who's a psychologist. He lives in Batang. And he told me, and he goes in the way of Rabbeinu, a lot of things, he told me that the Torah that he uses the most to help, especially young boys, is Torah Reish Pei Bet, 282. There Rabbeinu talks about it, strengthening yourself. The whole Torah there, and there, it's the only Torah in Likutei Moran that Rabbeinu says that the person has to go with this Torah, me'od, me'od, kol hazman, always go with the Torah, all the time. Especially in this generation, that the nefashot, achalashot, the nefesh of the people in this generation are much weaker than they were 100 years ago and 200 years ago, especially after the war. Everything changed. Everyone knows that. And Amash is a completely different thing. So how do we strengthen ourselves? So I did a little likut. I took some things from the Kutei Moran, from all kinds of places. Just, you know, so we want to strengthen ourselves. A lot of times we feel down. A lot of times we're not happy with what we're doing. Okay? So first of all, a person has to know, Rabbi Natan writes the Kutei Lachot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he prefers a person that he will sin his whole life. Sin his whole life. And here and there, he'll fight and overcome and do a little thing with the Yetzer Hara. Even though he has a Yetzirah, he's still struggling, he's fighting, he's going forward. More than a person serving Hashem without a Yetzirah for 1,000 years. How do you serve Hashem without a Yetzirah? Get up chatzot every night, learn all night, you hardly eat anything, you just plead with Hashem all day. That's without a Yetzirah. Perfect. Rabbi Natan says, for 1,000 years of some, or 1,000 years, that's right, Elef Shanim, right? If a person does that for 1,000 years without a Yetzirah, it's not. It's better to do one little thing with the Yetzirah than to serve Hashem for 1,000 years without Yetzirah. So whenever you feel down, okay, strengthen yourself. I'm the Jew. Okay, if you keep on, I put on tefillin today. Tefillin, even if I put it on for 2 minutes, I put on tefillin. No tefillin. Okay, I said a bracha today. I said modani in the morning. I wash my hands, whatever it is. Okay, like David HaMelech, when he went to the bathhouse, he strengthened himself. He said, oh, I'm naked. I don't have any mitzvahs. I'm naked from the mitzvahs. No, I have my brit on me. My brit is always on me. Oh, Hashem. Yeah? Kadosh. Yeah. Another thing with chaskus. We have to know the tactics of the Yetzirah. Yeah? We have to know the method of how a person grows. How does a person grow? Only way to grow, when you have downs. When you have downs, that's when you grow. In the darkness, we grow. When we're growing, we're growing. Okay, when everything is light, everything is shining. Who said you're growing right now? Everything's good. So, yeah. But when someone is hard for him, it's difficult. Then that means that he's working. That's where he's working. That's where the work is. Arizal says that when someone, how does someone know where his tikkun in the world is? Where it's difficult for him. Very simple. You have a difficulty. A person, he gets angry easily. Good. So you know, you have to thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for showing me what my tikkun in my world is. In this world, my tikkun is, I get angry, so my tikkun is to work on my anger. A person has a problem with shmirat taima, a person has a problem with how much he eats, I don't know, whatever it is, okay? Each one, does it bother you, you can see how it is. Yeah, another nekuda. Okay, so we go back to what I was saying before, that person has to know that the way that we grow is when we have downs. So therefore, when we have downs, it's not a reason to be sad, it's a reason to be happy. Oh, Hashem. It's an opportunity to grow now. That's how you look at the down. See, in Breslau, everything is a fool. Everything is a fool. That's what I learned in Breslau. When you see something negative, that's true. That's awesome. That's the best thing. That's how it has to be. A kol hafuch. You see, you have a down? Beautiful. That's where I can grow. That's where I'm going to grow now. That's my opportunity to grow. And it's known that whenever when people have difficult situations, everyone knows when you have difficult situations, if he worked, that's where he grew. Not from the good time that he had. In a difficult situation, that's where he grew. People, a lot of times, after people are not religious, after someone is nifter in the family, they become religious. Makkah, they had a difficult time. And Hashem helped them to go close to Hashem through that, through the difficulty. That's how we grow. So therefore, you have a down. Beautiful. Find the good points. Find the good things in where you are right now and grow from there. Find the ways to grow. That's how the Yetzirah does it. That's how the Shvokh made it. And the Yetzirah tries to put you down in that place. So you have to know. So you have to strengthen yourself over there. Okay, another thing. That's what you said over here. Yitchazek kol pa'am mechadash. All the time, just renew your strengthening. You're strengthening yourself. To remind yourself what you want in life. To remind yourself. What are you? Where are you? What do you want to do? Strengthen yourself new all the time, because the Yetzirah is renewing himself all the time also, because you're killing him with your little tshuva all the time. So you have to strengthen. That's all Rabbeinu says in the Torah. To strengthen. Have a new strengthening all the time. Okay. Another thing, which is very, very important, is called Akshanut. Akshanut, how do you call it? Stubbornness, right? Akshan, להיות Akshan כמו פרד. Akshan. כן? To be Akshan. Not to leave it alone. Rabbeinu says, regardless of what you go through, don't leave the will. Don't leave the desire. So I have a friend in the yeshiva. He was in the yeshiva for a few years. He had peor, zakah, and everything. And then something happened to him, and he flipped out. And he took out the zakah and peor, and now he came back, and he has a beard again. So I asked him, ah, kara. He said, you should know, I never left the will to have zakah and peor. I always wanted to have zakah and peor. Even though I took it, he was always religious. I wanted to have zakah and peor, even when I took them off, I wanted. He never left the will, so that's why he came back. You don't live. So what if it's not working for you right now? Now it's not working, but later it might work. If you still hold on to it. How do you hold on to it? By what you want. Now, the Eitzah of all the Eitzahs of Rabbeinu, as Rav said at the Kever, that he likes talking about Hitbodedut. Why does he like talking about Hitbodedut? Because Rabbeinu said, all my advice is good advice, but since I said it, it's very, very difficult to do it. So how do you do it? The person has to know that he can't do anything in the world. I can't do anything in the world. We know that everyone knows we wash our hands before we eat bread, and the bracha that we make is al netilat yadayim. Yeah, what does netilah mean? Lashon HaKodesh. Netilah means to remove. Ani notel mashu. I'm removing something. So what does that got to do with washing the hands? Netilas yadayim is removing your hands. What does that got to do with washing the hands? Okay, it's not washing your hands. So I hear a nice word that everyone knows that the process in bread, between it being wheat and it being bread, ten things. Right? Baruch Ata Hashem, Kiru Melech Haolam, ten words. Ten words. Ten words. Now, a person, and the bread is the most things to do till it's ready for you to be eaten. More than meat, more than cheese, more than anything else. It's a long process from growing the wheat to making it into bread. A person might get confused. Say, oh, I did it. I plowed, I sowed, I harvest, I whatever the sheaves or whatever it's called, the threshing and all these things. I did it all. I grinded, I kneaded, I baked. You might get confused. So they tell you to wash your hand and say, Netilat Yadayim, I remove my hands. Hashem, it's all you. Even though I know I did. You gave me the power, you gave me the sechel to do, you gave me everything to remove your hands. It's all Hashem. He gives us the koach to do. So also here, yeah, we can't, a person, the only, what a person can really do in the world is to pray, tefillah. Look at these three boys, Hashem Arachem, Hashem will get them out soon, so Hashem Karov. The army is doing everything they can. This and that. They say they do. I don't know what they're doing exactly, but they're doing, da 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 da. But Be'emet, it's all tefillah. If we daven strongly, Zot Hashem, Hashem will give them success, will give them the define them, and Hashem, they'll come back to their homes. Amen. But it's all taluy in the tefillot of a person, and also in everything in a person's personal life. A person wants to succeed in something, have tefillah on it. Sit down and ask Hashem. And also in strengthening yourself. How does one strengthen himself? So fine, you heard the nice shir, you went here, there was a meal, you heard Yishai speak, and Yishai gave a shir, and he said, from Rabbeinu, that you have to strengthen yourself. Fine, but right now you know where I am? You know what kind of depression I'm in? You know what kind of place I'm in? Such a low. How do I do it? Okay? So there's a thing called, everyone knows in the world, it's called brainwashing. You heard of brainwashing? Yeah. Everyone, your whole life is brainwashing. But like the media now in the world, the whole world is brainwashing you with sewer water, with zevel. That's why you have all kinds of things in your head. Right? And the tzaddikim brainwash us with pure water to purify ourselves. And so a person has to go to a quiet place and be alone with himself and with Hashem. And to say over and over, Hashem, what I'm going through, I know it's not easy for me, but it's good. I know it's good. You did it. If you did it, it's good. You don't do any bad. You love me, Hashem. Rabbeinu says that a person has to prove to himself every day that Hashem loves him. Rabbeinu says, Nikutei Moran, to prove to himself every day that Hashem loves him. What does that mean? Because Hashem, Baruch Hashem, my heart works. My kidneys work. Baruch Hashem, you made it. Some people, they don't work. Go to the hospital, go see. People have dialysis, people have heart problems, they have this problem, that problem. Hashem, Baruch Hashem, my eyes work, my this, everything, whatever works. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, I'm a yid, Baruch Hashem, whatever it is. Yeah? To prove to himself that Hashem loves him. Yeah? And through that to see, and so if I have a difficulty, it's not because Hashem hates me. It's all from Hashem. It's not because he hates me. It's because he loves me. And once he comes to a place of that, he'll be happy. When he's happy, he'll say, Hashem, but what do you want? You're not doing this for me to suffer. You're doing it for me to grow, to get close to you. What do you want? But it's only from a place of simcha, from strengthening yourself. And that's only through Ibadu, through self-prayer, self-brainwashing, to sit and brainwash yourself that everything is good. Whatever they taught me till now, that when something is difficult, it's bad, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a false thing. Bad, difficult doesn't mean bad. Bad is an illusion, and difficult is the situation I'm in. And that doesn't mean it's bad. Kind of person has to work on this, to work on this. And they're made by Kama Nachman. And before he was Nifter, remember he came in the beginning when he had that thing with the face, half the face wasn't working. Always he found the good thing. Why? Why is that? Hashem, this, that. He never complained. Have anyone here complained? Remember the sweat coming down, he couldn't bear it, and didn't have the air conditioner, he came every day, anyways. And the other things, I don't want to sound silly, but I was close with him. I'm not him. And, one thing, I have an aunt, Zichrona Levracha, she died a few years ago, she had MS. And she was very strong in Emunah, very, very strong. She was sick, very sick for 8 years. She couldn't walk, she couldn't see at the end, it was very difficult. And she had very, very strong emunah. Everyone knew it. Whenever we went there, a young lady, 45 when she died. And a very strong emunah she had. And the Levaya and the Azkara and whatever, we always said, strengthen your emunah and it will be Le'ilu Nishmas. And that's what I'm saying now also, like Amnach. And everyone here knew him, knew what a smile he had, and what kind of always he saw the good in everything. Always, even though he went through something that wasn't so easy what he went through. And the Ilu Nishmas will be if someone strengthens his emunah like he did, because of his yotzad, because of what he did. And that will be a big, big aliyah for his neshama. And I'm sure he'll be very thankful to us in the next world.
Everyone's attention, real quick. All the guys going back to Yeshiva. It's the 19 bus, which is out on the street to the left, out of the bus stop. Right now, Jason, who is Chaim Nachman's nephew, who is here almost every Shabbos, he's been by here basically every Shabbos. We're going to see him from Rabbi Allen from Baltimore. And so we're going to Skype him in, set the Skype up very quickly for him to make a quick see him. Then we'll bench all together in a Zimun. And if people want to stick around, if anyone right now for the next 5 minutes wants to get up and say something, while we set up the Skype very quickly, feel free to stand up and say anything in your social memories, anything you have to call an office that's controversial, that inspired you, that touched you, that changed your life. Feel free to go ahead and speak.
Based off of the rabbi's selection of which grape juice is probably more appreciable than the other grape juice.
Shalda, Bira Shkora, what's that?
No, beer is shkola.
Yes.
Shpal to beer.
Sorry? Talk to my wife.
No.